Welcome to Zephyr Yoga Inspiration. I offer these podcasts for free, and your support really does make a difference and is appreciated. To make a donation, please click the link in the episode description or visit zephyryoga.com. To begin, welcome. Welcome to this meditation practice. I welcome you to come into a seated position in which you feel physically stable. And if you're able to sit cross-legged, great. Some of us are not able to, so sitting in a chair. And some of us might be fatigued or ill and would prefer actually lying down to rest the nervous system. So find a seat in which you feel physically supported, stable, and at ease in. So that definition of how to practice an asana, a posture in which we experience sthira, which is a stability, and sukham, which is an ease, a comfort within the pose that you choose. And at any time, please do extend your legs, letting the blood flow. There's necessary suffering and unnecessary suffering. So please adjust your position if your position doesn't suit you for the long term of your meditation. So to begin, I ask you to close your eyes or lower your gaze to one point. And as we open to a guided meditation, which means that we train our attention and our awareness to achieve mental clarity, that energetic calm we so desire, and that we feel more stable, connecting to that equanimity of mind, heart, and body. And we gift ourselves this time, and time is the greatest gift we can give, to let go of the day you've had and the day to come. That gift of rest. This is called Vishranti in Sanskrit, rest. And when we rest, our body, mind, and energy are able to dive deeper as we decrease that overstimulated mind, heart, and body. That as you breathe in and out, regulating the inflow and outflow, that you can clear a space, simplify what is arising in your meditation practice, and find ourselves settling in. So follow the inflow, the outflow, watching the beginning, middle, end, and that transition to the beginning, middle, end, the transition. The cycle of breath that gifts and sustains life. And feel as you rest into this moment, a time to turn your attention and awareness inwards. You reset or reboot. As we inquire inwards, noticing the thoughts that are bubbling up, the images, the memories. And as we recognize and acknowledge what is present, turning your attention to the body breathing. Feel the inhale, allowing more breathing room to observe what is in our thoughts, what our body is holding, that undigested information we recycle over and over again. And as we inquire into those thoughts, emotions, we create a clear path to understand ourselves. A clear vision in understanding how to meet certain needs that are asking for acceptance, to be seen, to be felt, to be heard. So notice what is. And as we follow the inflow and outflow, notice an awareness. As you open an inquiry inwards, cultivating a loving awareness, a curiosity, a wonderment. Feel a fuller inhale, opening this insight, and a complete exhale in teaching us how to surrender, to let go and let be. Feel that cathartic way we open to this moment of time, and the exhale, that art of surrendering, of letting go and letting be. Feel that breath pattern influencing the physical, subtle, and conscious bodies. The inhale pattern. The exhale pattern. Feel that you cathartically open, rinse, wash, and release that which doesn't serve you any longer. Feel the body swell with the inhale. Energetically expand and feel that crest of that wave as the exhale washes, rinses, and pours through you. Each exhale guiding you to a deeper calm. As you find true refuge within guided by the breath, and cultivating loving awareness. A tenderness, a kindness, heal as you breathe in and out, releasing the superficial layers of worries, anxieties, fears. Feel them wash through you. Now rest your attention at your center. Whether you feel that center at your heart, your mind, your belly. But repose in that calm consciousness as you rest in the groundedness of being. Feeling this inner stability and an ease in which you occupy wakefully. Sense what is always consistent. What you truly are. What you truly have always been. And what you will always be. That fundamental layer of all creation, consciousness, embodied as you. And in this deeper, relaxed state, recognizing your true nature, which is joyous, which is radiant, and always free. Feel that light shine from the center. And shining so bright as you breathe, this light shines beyond the physical perimeter. This light connected to this endless resource and power, which is inherently healing. Joyous and inspiring. Feel this light like balm or salve, soothing the body. Energetically calming. And the light creating a clearer vision. As you connect to what matters to you most. This time to rest and repose in that groundedness of being. In this deep state of relaxation, open to a stillness that knows no opposite, a love that knows no opposite. A joy that knows no opposite. Sends that light to the center of self, feel a deep trust in knowing this resource that you can rely on, and in this space as you feel safe, loved, belonging, and connected to, this opens you to truly surrender, to let go, to lean in and let be. Rest in the quietude of your effort. Rest in this light of loving awareness. Trust. Let go. remaining still. Become aware of what is still awake as your body, energy, and mind are deeply at rest. Feel that transparency and clarity within, and yet you feel whole and complete as you are. A clear understanding of the source of who and what you are. And this will help us be consistent through our thoughts, our words, and actions as we connect to what matters to us most, what matters to you most. As you open to that warmth and dedicate yourself to practice and to take this experience of that loving awareness that you touched and to live as your highest expression of self, of allowing it to guide what you think, what you say, and what you do to sustain the serenity, peace, and tranquility as a result of your effort. As you start to deeply breathe in and out, you know that wave surge is the rise and fall of the breath. And feeling that connection to the physical, energetic, and conscious bodies. That light that penetrates through them all. Bending the elbows and bringing the hands in Anjali Mudra, a prayer position. And with great love and respect, bow and honor your heart, your center, your inner guide and teacher. And thanking yourself for attending this practice and carving out the greatest gift you can give yourself, the time to rest, repose in that calm, loving awareness. And feel and hear these words as if they're your own. Let my life force be linked to my heart. May my heart be linked to the truth within me. Let that truth be linked to the eternal. That grace that surrounds us is within us, as us, and works with us and for us to wake us up to its presence in everything. With a quieter mind, an open heart, and a strong, vital body, open the eyes, lower your hands, and softly gaze, absorbing the residue of that practice. And taking that quality of awareness with you, I thank you. Namaste. If you would like to continue to practice, find out more information about the topics discussed, or to donate to this podcast, please visit zephyryoga.com or follow the link in the episode description. I thank you.